Yeah, thanks, Park. Welcome back. And it's Termin who picked up their first championship win off 2019. Late points from Anthony Grant and Christy Conaghan securing a 17-1-11 victory here at Connolly Park. And a victory, of course, which could just about seal their championship status for another season. And when you were last with us, it was really, really tight, Park, because the goal came from Paul McLaughlin, which brought his tally to 1-4. That was 4 minutes from the end of the game on 26 minutes, and that made it a 111-15 point fixture, with Termin just leading by a single score. And then we had the flurry of those late points, which sealed the deal for Termin. In the first half, Termin led by 2 points, 8-6. It was an entertaining first half. Enda McCormick, however, was the man who cut the headlines in the first half, because he was sent off, shown a straight red card by referee Robbie O'Donnell with a couple of minutes to go towards the end of the half. What we understand, it was some back chat towards an official. Termin down to 14 men, but they did lead it by 2. And what will please the Termin management was there was 7 different scores in that opening half, 7 scores of the 8 points for Termin. As for Mallon in the first half, they were over-reliant on the McLaughlin partnership of Christy Fuldara in the middle, as he scored 3. Paul McLaughlin had 2, and Osha McGonigal managed to chip in with a score as well. We thought the home side would burst out of the blocks at the start of the second half, but it didn't come, because it was the visitors who made the better start. With 3.5 minutes on the clock, Termin had hit 4 unanswered scores, all coming from play, to lead by 12-6. To bring their advantage out to 6 points, there was 2 there from Stephen McIlwain. One was fisted over the bar, the other was kicked over the bar after some excellent fielding by Ryan McFadden. Christy Conaghan also got in with a score during that period, as did Aidan Sweeney. But then Mallon steadied the ship. Between the 4th and the 16th minute, they had 3 unanswered scores. Damien Harkin, Josh Conlon and Paul McLaughlin. In between that, we did tell you that Sean O'Donnell had received a black card. A correction to that, we've been told at the end of the game that Sean Deason O'Donnell actually got a yellow card, and the management decided to take him off the field. Following that, into the final quarter, it was point for point. Christy Conaghan, Anthony Grant and Jimmy Gallagher all getting scores for Termin. Well, during that period as well, Paul McLaughlin had his 4th point of the game. Oisín McGonigal got his 2nd. That was 15-11 as we had the 26th minute, and then we had that goal for Mallon that sucked them right back into the game to reduce the deficit to 1 score. Jimmy Gallagher came in with a huge shoulder on one of the Mallon defenders, and then the ball broke, but it fell to the right man for Mallon, and that of course was Paul McLaughlin. He picked it up on the edge of the 13, burst through the Termin defence, split them open, and rifled the ball past Michael Boyle into the roof of the net. And that really got the home support on the edge of their seats here at Connolly Park. Then we had 2 further sending offs. Keelan McDade got a 2nd yellow. He was sent to the line, and just seconds later, Benny Fuldara McLaughlin, who returned to play for Mallon today. He is, of course, spending a lot of time with Institute in the Irish League, but he turned out with the gab boots on him here today. He didn't get in the score sheet, but he was sent to the line towards the end for a 2nd yellow as well. So Mallon had their tails up as we entered the closing stages, but Anthony Grant kicked his 2nd point of the game in injury time, and then that was followed by a free deep in the game, knocked over by Christy Conaghan to bring his total to 4 points. That free came about after a hefty challenge on Oisin Cassidy. But after Conaghan knocked over that 17th point, the referee Robbie O'Donnell blew the full time whistle. It has ended here at Connolly Park in victory for Termin. It's finished Mallon, the host, 111, Termin 17 points, a 3-point win in the end for the visitors, and that's the victory that could seal their senior football status for another season. Next week, Termin go to Towny to take on the mighty Kilcare. Mallon need a victory back here at Connolly Park as they host Bundoran, who of course lost to Kilcare earlier this afternoon as well. But it's Termin's day in Mallon Park.